This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the Pack a Day Radio Show. We are live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11 with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Right now, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, though, powered by Gruber Law, is the one and only Dara Carriger. You can find him on social media at Dara Carriger, also PackerReport.com. Dara, it is great to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
I am fantastic, Andy. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're all getting set for week zero here in Ireland for the college football, so plenty to look forward to, but obviously the main focus is still those Green Bay Packers.
What I forgot, what's the matchup for week zero?
We've got Farmageddon this year, K-State, Iowa State. It's one of the better games we've got. So yeah, two ranked teams for the first time ever.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Those are two very good football teams. That should be a very entertaining and fun game. So yeah, that's very exciting. Yeah, I can't believe we are a couple weeks away, not even, from college football starting. Like that's happening very fast here. I was looking at the Badger schedule the other day, and this is all going to get very warp speed, very, very fast as football season kicks off here. Of course, as we look at what's happening in the here and now, yesterday we had Packers-Colts joint practices. I'm sure you were following everything on social media, just like I was, trying to get every little morsel that we could possibly get from both the Packers side and the Colts side. What were your kind of key takeaways from that joint practice yesterday?
Yeah, well, I mean, the main thing, it was kind of nice to see. It seemed like Van Ness and the defensive line had a pretty nice day. Obviously, he might be playing inspired after those phantom rumors about Micah Parsons joining the Packers. I don't know if we want to get into that one.
We should.
Yeah, I mean, I would love it personally. But yeah, on the whole, the defensive line yesterday kind of stuck out to me. Obviously, on the training camp as a whole, the specialists are looking dialed. We'll get into the kicker conversation in a little bit, but obviously Dan Whelan, he's looked great all camp. It's one of those few things you're pretty sure is going to translate to the live action games, so I'm not necessarily excited to watch Dan Whelan punting, but he's going to be really good at his job when he's called upon.
Yeah, we'll definitely want to talk about him as well, because you've got an interesting Irish connection with both the punter and the kicker in Green Bay now as well. So I want to touch base on that. But I did not have the opportunity to talk about our good friend Ricky in our opening segment. So for those who don't know, Ricky is a social media account that posts a lot of NFL rumors and has actually a decent hit rate. Like if this was just one of those obviously ridiculous NFL rumor accounts that just post the most wacky, crazy stuff, I would just be completely ignoring it. But he's actually got a decent amount of stuff right. So it's not one that you just entirely ignore. Now, his last Green Bay update was that the Packers and Rashid Walker were in contract talks on an extension. And that has not come to fruition at all. Zach Tom came to fruition, but that was not what was reported. Also, I think if there was a Walker that was potentially being talked about, I think I'm almost wonder if they got Quay Walker and Rashid Walker mixed up, because Quay Walker seems the one that would be more negotiating. But either way, it's not like they're shooting at 100% by any means. But the tweet yesterday from Ricky was basically something to the extent of don't expect Micah Parsons to be traded, but the Packers have made a significant offer for Micah Parsons. Now, very clearly not reporting this as canon or truth or anything else, but just interesting nonetheless. We'll put it in the ether and just marinate on it if nothing else. But just not giving it any necessarily credence, Dara, like you mentioned, you'd be for it. How for it would you be, and how far would you be willing to take it if you were Brian Gutekunst?
I mean, it's hard to know, because obviously the Green Bay, they just love their picks so much, and obviously that's just not how they do business, is this kind of trading acquisition of Micah Parsons. But from a fan perspective, I'm all for fun. Like, I'm all for, like, you know what, I would rather lose in the playoffs with Micah Parsons than lose without him. So I don't really care. I'll go cheer for Micah Parsons in the Packers. But yeah, no, I'm not buying it, and two, I would take it, but I mean, there'd be a lot of considerations, a lot of factors in play, obviously.
The contract is huge, giving up a bunch of draft capital, probably a player too. Like, it's going to take a moving a mountain to probably get a player like that. And even if you made that type of offer, Dallas might still say, now we're just going to resign him in the end. I just, Dara, if you told me that Micah Parsons legitimately became available and the Green Bay Packers were the team of the 31 other teams that probably were interested in Micah Parsons that made the highest bid, I don't even know. Like, I would, like, I might need a day off from the radio show just to recover from what the heck is happening, because the world would seem like it was upside down. I cannot ever imagine Brian Gutekunst being that aggressive. We did hear that they were, you know, pretty aggressive on the Khalil Mack trade back in the day and trying to get that. So it's not entirely impossible, but I would be pretty stunned if they, of all teams, made the highest offer for Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I'm a 2 out of 10 in all honesty on this one. Yeah, if even, that's a generous 2. Yeah, I think the trade conversation could heat up for Parsons, but I don't think Green Bay is going to be the number one be-all, end-all team that everyone's talking about.
Would be remarkable if it was, though. And that's, like you said, like being a fan, like, of just this, like the kind of chaos and stuff. This stuff is always fun to talk about and just try to figure out what would a trade look like. I mean, imagine him and Jeff Hafley's defense. Like, he is a picture perfect, really fun player that Jeff would just be able to utilize everywhere. Like, you line him up over center with everyone else doing their job, put him at linebacker, drop him into zone, rush him off the edge. Like, Jeff would have him probably playing corner at some times. Like, that would be, like, he would be all over the place, and it would certainly be a ton of fun if that ever did happen. But again, not very likely. All right. We're being joined by Dara Carriger. You can find him again on social media at Dara Carriger, PackerReport.com. What I wanted to dive into as well, because I also did not do a good job of diving into this in the first segment, is Packers Colts actual preseason game and what we're kind of looking forward to, who we want to watch, those sort of things. So as we get ready for Saturday, what are a couple players or a couple things that you're going to be looking forward to and watching extra close in this game?
Yeah, I actually, in the complete psycho behavior that I have, I went back and watched some Colts Ravens week one preseason football. Yeah, I don't know why I did that, but the one thing I did take away from that game is their defensive line was pretty dominant. Obviously, the Ravens didn't, they only dropped back to throw about 15 or 20 times in that game, but felt like every time they did, the Colts were getting some meaningful pressure on. So I'm really interested to see, especially guys like Anthony Belton, like how he's going to hold up. We knew he was so good at pass pro at NC State, so like if he can really show in a slightly higher level. It's obviously not the big leagues just yet of the NFL. You're playing a lot of practice squad and other guys. But yeah, I'm really interested to see how they hold up. I'd like to see Elgersma get some looks in the second half, especially. I think they're going to let him, you know, grip it and rip it, as they say. So I'd like to see how that O-line holds up. Yeah, I just say overall, I'm expecting to see more juice from a team that really probably got their ass handed to them in post-game talks and locker room talks all week from LaFleur and the other coaches. So, I mean, it's going to be hard to play as poorly as they did last week. My question for you, Andy, would be, what happens if you took the Broncos preseason game from last year? I think that was week 2 preseason. What was it, 27-2? What if you just copied and pasted it straight into this week? Packers blown out again, obliterated in all three phases. When do we start having conversations about preseason football and preseason losses?
Yeah, it's funny. Tommy basically asked almost that in just a slightly different way this last segment. And I just think at the end of the day, like if they lose like a billion to nothing over the next 2 preseason weeks and still beat Detroit week 1, nobody's going to give one crap whatsoever, right? But if you have that sort of performance in preseason and even just lose by 1 to Detroit, it's going to be like, well, like you weren't prepared in the preseason and now you lost to Detroit week 1. And then you've got a tough game against Washington coming up on Thursday Night Football. So there's going to be that opportunity if you don't perform in preseason, where fans, I think, are going to want to carry that over and be like, well, you didn't look good in preseason and then you lost to Detroit. Like what's going on? Why did this happen? If they lose by a billion over the next 2 weeks and beat Detroit even by a point, everyone's going to be like, well, preseason doesn't matter. They beat the Lions. Let's go on to Washington. We're going undefeated. Like, it's, I think it's all going to swing on what happens against Detroit one way or the other, regardless of what happens in preseason. But it would be nice if we saw a little bit better, like, just effort and consistency. I quite frankly, like, I don't care about the score period in a preseason game, but I will take it a step further and say, while I don't care about the score, I would still like to see a better energy and intensity in this game. Like, if they come out and they play with the high effort, energy, and intensity, but they lose 27-2 because Malik Willis and no wide receivers are out there. Malik Willis is at quarterback. No wide receivers of note other than Matthew Golden are out there for maybe a handful of plays. And, you know, whatever, like, the starters don't play, and that's why. Okay, if you're just out-talented, it's not that huge of a deal. And if your players aren't actually playing, that's fine. But I need to see a little bit more energy, intensity, and what Brian Gutekunst said at the beginning of the offseason, urgency from this team. And if I see that and they lose, it's not a huge deal, but it's more of like the just the eye test. And the eye test did not pass in the first game. I want the eye test to pass a little bit more in this game.
100%. Yeah, like, I completely agree. The scoreline at the end isn't really going to swing me one way or the other. It's just when I get back and look through the game footage, is our guys, you know, showing effort? Is the baseline average of play picked up from last week? I mean, statistically, it's going to be pretty difficult to play any worse than they did last week, even with a likely weaker side out for Green Bay. And as you said earlier, the Colts are probably going to throw not a full hand, but a pretty full deck at this. They're going to have their two starting QBs, if you can call them that, out there. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
It's also the thing is, I like two starting-ish QBs, I guess, but they've both started games in the league for whatever that's worth, I guess. Again, we're being joined by Dara Carriger. Find him on social media at that handle, at Dara Carriger, and then, of course, at PackerReport.com. Of course, we are also live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I do want to ask you about that Irish kicking connection. You've got Daniel Whelan at punter, who has been just knocking the snot out of the ball. Dara, there's been a couple punts where I think are just defying gravity at this point. It's crazy to see. And then you've also got a new international pathway player kicker in McNamee, who's out there. I think he was 3 of 3 on field goals, 3 of 3 or 4 of 4 on field goals yesterday. So it's an interesting Irish kicking connection right now in Green Bay.
Yeah, Mark, like all kickers coming over from Ireland, the raw talent is still there. It's all there. It's there in spades. Listen, everyone in Ireland grows up kicking a ball of some description, whether it's a soccer ball or rugby ball. In the case of Mark and myself, it's Gaelic football. Mark's just got a slightly bigger leg than me. That's why he's in Green Bay right now. But listen, everyone knows he's not going to make the 53-man roster. Like, Passaccia literally came out himself and said, it's great to have an extra leg at camp to take some of the load off of Brandon. So as if it already wasn't signed, sealed, delivered, McManus is the guy making the roster, and rightly so. Part of me does wonder if Mark was here last year, like, he probably gets his chance to start, and if he holds on to it, all of a sudden you go from Gaelic footballer to starting kicker in the NFL. That's like the most crazy. The kicker position is just such a crazy time and place position in the NFL. But yeah, like, just getting out there, getting looked at by teams, these guys are still living out their most wildest, unthinkable dreams. And the international designation on practice squads gives them a great chance to hang around. And if anything were to happen in Green Bay or elsewhere, you know, some other team could like them. These guys are going to get their chances. So yeah, between McNamee, Smith, Charlie Smith in New Orleans, and Jude McAtamney in, there's Ross Bolger too. McAtamney's in New York. It's hard to keep up with all these guys. But yeah, there's some great things happening on the kicking front over here in Ireland.
It's an invasion. They're all just coming over and taking over the kicking position. And the interesting thing with McNamee is it wouldn't stun me if he stayed on the practice squad as that international pathway player. I do think they like having the second kicker on the roster and using that kind of extra bonus spot. And I actually think it's really smart to do it that way for a couple different reasons. I mean, number one, the odds that you can find an international pathway player like Kenneth Odemegwu, for example, who they had as their last one, as like a defensive end or something like that, that's going to come in and learn the nuances of that position and actually become an impactful player for you. Like, the odds of that happening are just so incredibly slim. Meanwhile, you now have the ability to roster a second kicker. And we have seen times, Dare, where, like, the day before a game, a kicker will come up with some sort of leg injury or an illness, and like, you're scrambling to try to find a kicker at the last second. If you can get one to Green Bay or whatever, just having that guy on the roster already that you can just call up using one of your practice squad call ups for the week, if you actually need to, it actually is good depth and insurance. And you do actually have a position where I do think there is developmental potential there, where maybe you do find a cheap kicker out of nowhere. So it would not stun me if he was that international pathway program this season, just like Alex Hale was last season. So I do think that there's a real possibility there.
Yeah, all you have to do is kick. Like he showed up in Green Bay literally the night before the preseason game. If he's playing any other position, he's not putting on the pads that day. You know, he can just go out and kick the way he's been kicking for the past couple of years. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they hold on to him. Obviously, McManus isn't the youngest kicker in the league. So if there is a chance that he can hold on, you get that designation for 3 years anyway. So if he really blows them away, who knows? He could have a chance. I know he's already 24, 25-ish, but you know he's got more room to grow because he's only been playing the sport for a year or two.
Yeah, very much so. And before we get you out of here, the Packers, as we mentioned, the big test is going to be week one against Detroit. And we really want to see Green Bay get off to a strong start. And after last year where they, you know, did terrible in the division and couldn't win any big games, they now have a division game versus a big time team at home right away. And we all want to see them pick up that win. What do you need to see from Green Bay over the course of these final few weeks of training camp and preseason to give you confidence that they're ready to go week one and can pull off that win against Detroit?
I don't think it's anything that ostensibly we can see on the outside, but offensively, I would like everyone just to keep as clued in as possible, even though Jordan Love isn't practicing. Look, when you don't have the QB back there with the cadence and throwing you the ball, it can be easy maybe for guys to not focus as much. You mentioned Love actually won't miss many practices. You mentioned that the other day. I found that interesting. But regardless, like, you need guys to show the same level of focus and intensity and effort all through the final couple of weeks just to round out into form. I know Jordan's going to be there at practice anyway, so it's not exactly some kind of big gap in terms of, you know, who's throwing the ball and whatnot. But then defensively, you kind of get on similar thing on the outside, but with Xavier McKinney, obviously the safety is less important to the whole defense as QB is to the offense. But just on a personal level for both of these guys, look, they've both assured everyone they'll be ready to go by week one. In Jordan's case, I'm pretty confident that will be the case. Listen, Xavier McKinney, look, it's a 3 or 4 week calf injury. That does carry some uncertainty. Like, the longer the injury, the higher the variance of return. And although he's saying, yeah, he'll be ready to go by week one, I'll believe it when I see it, when a guy who is just going to bin off the entire preseason and hopefully be all guns blazing week one. Like, yeah, I mean, that's probably what's best for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Him and the long-term chances of him staying healthy, but yeah, it's not something that you love to hear at any point in the season.
No, I cringe at calf injuries now because of after what happened to Tyrese Halliburton and Damian Lillard.
I'm sitting with a boot on my. I tore my Achilles a month ago.
No way.
A boot on my. No, yeah. So I've been tracking Halliburton's recovery so far.
So what was the injury like? Playing soccer or football, or what were we doing?
Gaelic football, the same sport Mark McNamee came over from. Maybe I should try a hand at a safer position like kicker. Yeah, I was just pushing off the foot, running the most classic Achilles tear you'll ever see. But yeah, I'm 5 weeks post-op now, so I'm going well. I still have about 10 months to go, but at least I'm back walking-ish.
I expect a Christian Watson-esque recovery. So I expect you to be ahead of schedule. schedule when, you know, when we're doing this next year to start the season. I need to see that 4.340 time just blazing, Dara. So that's my expectation for you moving forward. I cannot thank you enough for coming on. Tell us where we can find all of your incredible work.
Yeah, you can find me on X, Twitter, at Dara Carragher, and also you can find me at packreport.com. I'll have some articles coming to PFF too in the coming future, so keep an eye out for that.
Make sure to follow him on social media and check him out over at packreport.com. He does an incredible job covering the team, and hopefully the injury heals up nicely, and we'll definitely be doing this again soon. I appreciate you a ton.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You bet. Appreciate you joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Again, follow him on social media at Dara Carragher. This is the Packaday Radio Show. We'll be back with more Packers talk right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.